So we can basically just go through. We can start with what I emailed the other day, the paper that I emailed the other day, and then I got Jackie's response with that one, the one updated risk ratio, or so that everything's basically calculated consistently. So I've gone through and updated the paper to include those numbers that Jackie sent me yesterday, but nothing else has changed since what I emailed. So did anyone have any questions or comments on what I incorporated or where I incorporated it?
I didn't. I thought you put the logistic regression table at a fine spot. There was something that I had a... It wasn't something that you had changed, but it was something... Under the discussion section,
mm-hmm.
when we talked about the fact that how many of the students focused on the p-value and that was the only thing for the one, I just didn't know. Do we want to elaborate on that at all?
Mm-hmm.
It's the very first paragraph under there. Many students stated that since the conclusion was indeed consistent with the p-value, it must be valid for 69 students, 30%. This was the only comment in their response. Do we want to say what we took that to mean, that the p-value is kind of overriding everything else in the intro classes or something like that? Because we had a discussion about that a lot when we were grading that, how they seem to, you know, if they see p-value, that's like the overarching thing. As soon as they see it, everything else kind of goes out the window.
Okay. Do you want to... Do you want to just, like, put together a sentence or two on that and add that in there then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I wasn't sure if we want it there or if there was another place that you had mentioned it towards the end, which I didn't highlight, of course.
Right. That's when I think I was talking, trying to look more at the actual codes table.
Yeah, you had mentioned it twice in there. I wasn't sure if it would be more appropriate to put it in that paragraph that I had marked it on or later. Now I can't even find where it is later.
Well, there's one comment about it. I'm on page 19. It's like one that starts several other interesting patterns, and it talks about the tuition and that coding scheme.
Which paragraph are you on, Jackie?
It starts with several other interesting patterns.
Right above results by school. I see where you are. What do you guys think? Would it be better to elaborate more down there or up where we have it initially in the first paragraph of the discussion? I'm leaning towards that first paragraph, I think.
I think so also. We start to talk about it a little bit there as sort of an explanation for why there was so little context. So we're already starting to discuss it a bit. I think it would make sense just to continue that discussion in the first paragraph. And then the previous one, or the next reference is already set up to refer back. So I think that my vote would be first paragraph.
Okay, yeah. The only other thing I had was the paragraph that you added in discussion one to the third paragraph, the one that starts in contrast to the luggage scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You had the sentence, however, evidence supporting the statistical significance of these differences was mixed, weakening this support. Do you think we need to elaborate there?
I think I need to clarify what I mean. I use support two times in that sentence and kind of referring to two different things. Evidence... Um, So basically what I was trying to point out, you know, just looking at the table, if you're thinking kind of purely in a qualitative sense, we have some support for our hypotheses. But then when you think of it more in a quantitative sense, if you're looking at the significance, it falls behind. I think what I need to do is change the sentence so that it doesn't say evidence supporting the statistical significance. Maybe we need to say evidence of the statistical significance. Evidence of statistical significance, maybe.
That's nice. Yeah, that would be clearer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Thank you. I did, you know, this is obviously kind of a rough draft. And it was actually really hard for me to figure out where to incorporate these results. I spent a lot of time just kind of staring at a blank computer screen and, like, starting a sentence and then deleting it and then starting another one and then deleting it. And I eventually wrote it all up in the discussion, and then I realized, before when we were referring to it, we discussed the table and then just kind of in passing mentioned, oh, either that was or was not significant. And now when we really actually full tests and models and all that, so like, no, this really belongs in the results. And so once I kind of figured that piece out and then realized that once it was in results, the discussion could be much, much simpler and just kind of allude to what we saw in the results, it kind of fell into place. But it's still very rough writing. So, yeah, I just changed that sentence in the highlighted paragraph starting in contrast to the luggage. I just changed it about halfway through, however, evidence of statistical significance of these differences. And I could say statistical significance for these differences, maybe. For these differences was mixed, weakening this support. So now the only word support is referring back to the previous sentence where it's talking about support for our hypotheses.
All right, and that one that you asked me to recalculate,
yeah.
I'm kind of looking in that paragraph area. So you have on that paragraph that the only last relative risk is significant. And now the one I created for you is as well.
Because the interval, although when you round it to two decimal places, the interval includes one.
That's why I wasn't trying, like, it's barely significant, but it's not technically containing one.
Right. So I guess I need to put just a third decimal in that one. I guess I can just round the intervals to three decimals to be consistent there. I'd do two just because it seems cleaner in a lot of cases. So that'd be 002 and 299. I can update those to two or three decimals.
I mean,
and you know, the other one just barely misses, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I will update the language to reflect that. Say the first two are either just barely significant or just barely not, but the last one achieves clear significance. And then I'll have to change the discussion, although I think it actually makes the discussion cleaner. Because now we can just kind of say, yeah, these differences are statistically significant from each other, not just this one little comparison is different. So I think it will actually clean up the discussion a little bit later on. Okay. I will update that. I will update the confidence intervals. All right. Other comments? Questions.
I don't know if we care about this, but technically I didn't use a logistic regression model in SAS. I didn't use that option.
Okay.
I used the PROC mixed without any random components to set up my model so that I didn't have to code everything. It's not a big deal. I didn't use the actual logistic regression components in SAS.
Right, but still the way you fit the proc mix, because we have a binary, it would still have been a logistic model.
Right, I just don't.
I think that's fine.
Okay.
Unless, I mean, sometimes they use like a probit link instead of a logit link. Do you know what proc mix does as a default?
I don't know. I can look it up and let you know, though.
I think most of the SAS models use the canonical link, which would be the logit.
That would make sense. And as long as it's using the logit, I'm still comfortable calling it logistic regression, even if that wasn't the proc you fit. It's still the underlying science is still a logistic model, and
right.
That's still the appropriate model to use because we had a binary response.
So I'm glad to see that you were able to make sense of our results.
Yeah.
And I decided the simple thing. I like the idea of using the logit model because I think it makes sense, again, based on the response that we had and what we were trying to say. And it's the one thing that allowed us to look at the both factors at the same time without kind of having to pick which one to look at first. And then just including the relative risks for kind of interpretability, you know, having something that we could actually, you know, being able to put that sentence up there this much more likely. I felt like that was the best way to present these results here. So kind of streamlining, I hope it kind of streamlines what we did without losing any essence of it.
So what do we have left to do other than just going through and cleaning up any language and stuff?
Well, I went through the lit review. The good news, well, not the lit review, actually. I went through, like, Surge and JSE. The good news is I didn't find anything, like, glaring that we missed. No one else has done anything that's, like, really similar to ours or anything like that. The one thing I noticed, though, when I was, like, reading through other people's articles, people will define their terms, the big terms, like, for us would be context, I think. And I remember I did this with my dissertation, and it drove me nuts, because I'm like, well, isn't it just obvious? So I was working on this right before the call. I added, like, a line here. I found a nice definition of context in one of the articles that I was reading. I think we just need to fix that a little bit, make sure that our terms in literature review are defined. And I don't know what beyond context we really need to define. Does everybody understand what I'm
saying?
Yeah. Do you follow? So I think that's like the one thing we kind of missed doing. So any of our quote-unquote terms, maybe sample, or sampling technique. I'm not sure. Maybe we need to define those a little bit better. But yeah, I noticed that was in a lot of literature reviews. We really didn't do that. So I think that's the only thing that I noticed other than cleanup in terms of a literature review.
Okay.
So. Well, I've got a couple edits, and I can send it around. I was doing it literally at 10:02:08. And you get it. I'm having trouble talking.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. Is there anything? I mean, we did define confirmation bias and belief bias. So other than context, confirmation bias, belief bias, is there anything else that we need to have, like, a definition for?
I don't know. The one thing I noticed throughout kind of the discussion, the results and discussion section, is I then referred to our factors as sample type and opinion. And I try to make it clear, this might be something that we need to catch in the read-through, I try to make it clear that when I refer to sample type, I'm talking about the biased versus random sampling methods. And then when I refer, maybe I need to call it sampling method instead. Because sample type, thinking about it that now as we're talking sample type, people might be thinking like simple random sample, cluster stratified, that sort of thing. So maybe I just need to go back and change that to sampling method. And then opinion is the hard one because opinion includes both the strength and sort of the direction of the opinion, whether or not the opinion agrees with the conclusion. And so that's the one where I just point them back to the, I literally just say, you know, using the row headings as the categories there. But hopefully that's kind of enough of a definition. Of those things, because I just then refer to them that way throughout the rest of the paper, the rest of the results section. But if
maybe
we need more on that, that might be another place where definitions are needed.
Okay. If we define context, will that take care of what we mean by contextual problems?
Yeah, I should probably just say this in front of you guys. It's, quote that I threw in. Let me figure out how to get it together here. Reply all. And then change. Search for the read. Okay. And we're sending. It should go. Give it a second. And of course, the manager is not copied.
So, should I go through? Is everyone okay with leaving the full logistic results in there? So should I go through and renumber the rest of the tables?
I'm okay with leaving them in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did anybody get anything from me yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So it's the definition that I found right in the first paragraph, 2.1, the importance of context, right under the where the literature review starts. And I basically just paraphrased from this article that I found. That was actually presented at ICOT. Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
The first part, so I really like that context, and I just saw the part about the opinions, and I was like, oh, that's kind of fits with what we're doing.
I'm wondering if we shouldn't move that down, though, that part.
Okay, let me separate that out.
Leave the definition there, but then move the lamp and stuff down towards where we're talking about the consequence of context.
Okay.
That section.
That's yeah, no, it's kind of, I can see that.
And did you already add those references to the reference list?
No, not yet. But I will. I have them all saved. I just gotta. Actually, did you want me to just give you the stuff and? I can do it.
That was Jackie who asked. You can send them to me, though, if you want. I can add them because I had done the rest of the list in the APA format. If you send them to me, I'll add them in.
Okay. Don't want to screw up.
I've been trying to get better about making sure I add references as I am. That's why I have a tendency to forget.
Yeah, I actually made that second part, I edited a little bit, but made it the second sentence of the consequence of context paragraph. Often contexts are unstructured, and that actually fits in really nicely. I have to reread it again with the whole paragraph, but it might fit in really nicely.
I think we're going to have to do one final read-through to check flow, double-check like table numbering and stuff like that.
I found one tense issue already, so we just had to jump from, you know, past to future. So I had to fix that.
Yeah, we will have to catch all of that.
Do you want to alternate it at the same time or kind of do what we did the one time and people spend like 3 days or so on it and pass it on to the next person?
I think it would make sense, since we're going to be changing small things, to do it one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That way we're not overwriting. Well, we're not kind of missing things, you know. So, yeah, I would say everybody takes it one at a time.
Yeah.
And then I'm going through right now. So one thing we'll have to do, I'm going through right now and updating tables, and I made the other updates that we talked about that we've been discussing just now. So we'll need to merge my changes with Lee's changes, which Lee, if you just send me whatever you just updated, if you send me that, then
okay,
I'll take your lit review and add in the new results and stuff. And then that will hopefully give us the most current version of the document, and we can just pass it around. So who wants first crack at it?
Actually, I'm on break till Tuesday, so I'd prefer to have it now.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Well, if you want, you just want me to send you my changes then?
Yeah.
You can merge them and...
Yeah, I'm most likely to get this done if I'm on break, so...
Okay. That sounds
good. You all know
good.
My... If I have nothing else to do, I will get it done.
Can I have it after her? Because I have two projects due between the 21st and the 30th for my Texas A&M classes. So next week I'm giving exams in my classes I'm teaching, so I'll be able to work on it while my students take their exams on Wednesday and Thursday.
That's fine. Yep, that's fine. Jackie, do you want it next or do you want it last?
Don't matter to me.
All right. I'll take it last. And then so I think that'll actually put me into the time where I'll be gearing down for the semester. So it'll be a good thing.
So, yes, if I have it till, let's say, Monday, then what day did you want, Sarah?
Can you send it to me? What did we do last time, Friday through Tuesday?
Something
and
like that.
I would have it Tuesday night through Friday.
Sure. I'm just trying to figure out when we'd want to all get together and sort of do you want to do Friday the 20th and say take a final look at it before we.
Sure. Yeah. I do not have my calendar in front of me, but usually I'm free Friday at those times, so.
Okay. That should be good. I mean, I don't know. Do you others as well?
See if I have a friend. So Lee is going to take it first through Tuesday, then it goes to Tara, who gets it through Friday, which gets sent to me, then I get to the following Tuesday, and then Hurley gets it till our call.
Yeah.
That sounds reasonable, and that gives me a Wednesday to work on it, which is usually my best day. All right. So then I just need, the last thing I need to send this to Lee is to add in, now that we have more significant effects with those relative risks, I need to add in the interpretations of them being this much more likely. So I will do that. I will send it to Lee, and we'll pass it around.
All right.
And Lee, when you send out the email, you can just include the references in there, and then I'll update it when I get it from you.
Okay.
So next Tuesday when you send it, if you just put those in, I'll update it.
Okay.
And are we looking at 10 a.m. on the 20th again, I presume?
Yeah. I think that is the goal.
I will, like I said, I don't have my calendar with me. I'm actually out of town right now, and I left my calendar at the office. So I will, on Monday when I get back to the office, double-check that. But let's set it up for now, because this is usually a good time for me, and then I might need to call back and at least adjust the time by like an hour or two, but hopefully we can keep it.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully that'll be the, we're ready to submit.
Yes, that would be very awesome.
Did we want to send it around to the RAB just to get their feedback or no?
I need to be worried about this time of the semester for them. I just don't know.
Yeah. Would I'll leave the ultimate decision up to Jackie because I think she's the one who has the biggest time pressure on this. What I would suggest is if we do decide to send it to them, say, we're really trying hard to get this out, so if you think over the next week, you could look at it. And then those who can will look at it, and those who can't won't. And but, you know, just kind of set a definite time limit as opposed to just sending it out and saying, oh, well, you look at it. Just say, okay, we do need to submit this by next week, but if you get a chance, that would be great. If not, we totally understand, and thank you for all your help, blah, blah, blah.
That works for me.
Herla, have you put papers in search before?
No, I have not. I've only done JSE.
Because it only comes out twice a year, right, Surge?
Oh, I was just on the website. Hold on.
I'm just wondering if they have, like, do you have to have it in by some, it didn't say when I looked on the website. I was wondering if anyone who had experience with it knew if we had to have it in by a certain time to get in.
Well, I'm sure, I doubt that because they have no control over the reviewers as to whether they're going to get the reviews back in time for a particular issue. So I'm sure you just submit it and whatever issue it's ready for is when it will get published, if it's going to get published.
They don't give deadlines? Because whenever my husband's reviewed articles for journals, he's always had a deadline of when he's had to have it back to them.
They do give deadlines, but it's my experience that they're very weak deadlines.
Okay.
In a lot of the publishing that I've had because, you know, sometimes people just don't get to it in time. You know, they will give deadlines, but they're not always followed. Because, you know, it's people
there's
like,
no repercussions, really, if you don't get it done. I mean,
you just get an increasingly irritated email from the editor, but that's it, you know. And it's people like us. It's people who are really busy with everything. So, I don't, there are deadlines, but it still can be a very slow process. I've never done Surge before, so I don't know exactly how it works, but I would imagine it would just be, you know, roving submissions, and then if you miss one edition, you get into the next one if you're going to get in.
Well, on that note, Herla, since you're going to have the paper last, and feel free to say no if I ask this, would you want to try to then take a stab at trying to blind the paper as well?
Yeah, I can do that.
And, like, have the two different versions. I mean, I've blinded for JSU before, but I've never had that many references in it before. And so I'm not sure, like, if you should put, like, do you just put X's or do you put blinded or... like, what term do you usually use?
That is a good question. If it's ever, if you cite yourself, I know in the cite you just put author. And then I usually just leave the entire cite out of the list, like out of the reference. So inline citations, I'll put author and the year, and then I completely drop the reference from the reference list because otherwise it's just too easy to figure out. In terms of where we're just talking about ourselves in the text, I'll probably just put something like, you can either put in parentheses blinded, or I might just put like institution one, institution two, author one, author two, something like that.
Okay.
But I'll definitely go through and take a stab at it. So we have both.
I think we have most of those places, and as we read it, we'll hopefully find other ones if we did miss any.
Yeah, I think a lot of them really were flagged, so it should be relatively easy to go through. And then just at the end, I'll do just a very quick search for each of our last names and each of our institution names. So, okay. I think this sounds really good.
Yep.
I will make these changes, and I will send this out to Lee in the next, like, 10 minutes or so.
All right.
And then we'll go from there.
All right.
All right, cool. Well, have a very good good weekend, everyone.
Yeah, you too.
And I'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
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 Thank you. Please stand by.